So yesterday we mentioned that the next consideration is, do we give preference to what's called the Iker Ner? We should light the Iker Ner first. There's the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah of each night of Chanukah is to light one Ner. That which you light more than one Ner is a Mahadrin, or Mahadrin meaning a Mahadrin. But we should give preference to the Iker Ner, that we should light the Iker Ner first. And that's logical, that we should light the Iker Ner first. So how do we define the Iker Ner? And is that something which we should be concerned about? So the Gra says, yes, we should be very concerned about the idea of lighting the Iker Ner first, and not the Nosav, the new Ner. The new Ner should not be the one which we're going to light again as the first one that we light. But how do we define what's the Iker Ner? So in Sadin of the Gemara, we do not light by Chalom, we lit actually by the doorway. And the Gemara says that the Ner the should be within a Tefach, Hasamach LePesach. It should be right next to the doorway. So the Ner, which is closest to the doorway, is going to be your Iker Ner. So in that situation, the Goy says, you always are going to light that Ner first. You're lighting by the doorway. The Ner, which is closest to the doorway, should always be the one that you light first. And then you go to the Yamin from there. You go to the right from that point, wherever that's going to be, if that's possible. But nowadays, we light by a chalom. Most of us are lighting inside, at least in America, we're lighting by a window, and there's really no preference one to the other. So is there a concept of the Iker Ner, the fact that you, in one Ner, consider the Iker? So there's a good argument to say that that's not true. In other words, the first night, let's say we were suggesting that you light the Ner, which is on the rightmost side of the menorah, that's the only Ner, that's the Iker Ner. The second night, you're going to light two Neres. The one to the left of that one, and then that one again. Why do I have to argue that the one I lit last night as number one, tonight is going to be the Iker Ner? Maybe the one I light first is the Iker Ner, and the one I light to its right is the Mahadrin. The Mishnah Berurah assumes not like that. The Mishnah Berurah assumes that the one that you lit the first night is now your Iker Ner, and every night the one you're going to light that one, that's going to be the Iker Ner. So according to the Gra, you have to light that one the same, each night, that has to be the one that you light first. Therefore, according to the Gra, you should start on the left side of the menorah and light, the first night you light one there. The second night you set up two Neres on the left side of the menorah and you light the leftmost one first and then you go to the right. The third night you set up three Neres on the left side of the menorah. You light the one on the left first, like every single night you're going to light that one first, and you go to the right. So he follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that we go from left to right, not like the Levush, we go from right to left. He follows the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that you go from left to right, but as opposed to lighting on the right side of the menorah, you're going to light on the left side of the menorah. And that's the opinion of the Gra. So those are the three opinions which we have in Halacha. Most people follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that you set up the menorah, your first night you light on the right, the second night you set up two Neres on the right side of the menorah, and you light the left one first and you go to the right. The third night you set up three Neres on the left side of the menorah and you light the leftmost one first and you go to the right. And you're always going from left to right, but you're setting up each night, you're lighting the new Ner first. So what's the Shulchan Aruch's argument? Why not like the Gra? Why don't we like, quote unquote, the Iker Ner first? Why do we like the new one first? And we'll talk about that one tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Have a good morning.